Since the November election, half of President Bush's first-term cabinet has resigned. This afternoon, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson became the eighth cabinet member to say he will step down. And NPR's Julie Rovner reports that Thompson isn't going quietly. In his 4 years at HHS, Thompson said in his exit news conference, by far his biggest accomplishment was passage of last year's Medicare overhaul.
We touched the third rail of politics and delivered on our promise to modernize Medicare with prescription drug coverage.
Thompson also hailed work to rebuild the nation's public health infrastructure in the wake of the September 11th attacks and the anthrax attacks that followed a month later. And the man who put himself on a diet and began handing out pedometers to everyone he encountered said he's proud of something else.
We turned America's attention to disease prevention, motivating Americans to eat better, exercise more in order to improve their health and quality of life.
Thompson hasn't announced plans, but he's reportedly been talking to law firms around Washington. Still, he wouldn't rule out a return to politics. Speculation has centered on a run for the Senate in 2006, but he said that's not the only possibility.
I also understand that the mayor of Elroy's seat is open, so...
That would be his hometown in Wisconsin, population 1,533. Thompson, however, who'll stay until February 4th or whenever a successor is confirmed, made a little news on his way out of the spotlight. For example, he said perhaps the embattled Food and Drug Administration should re-examine the way it handles drug safety issues.
Maybe we should continue the movement forward to get drugs to the market, but have a more of an independent review, a safety office, to look at those medicines.
And asked whether there was something he wishes had been included in the Medicare prescription drug bill, here's how he replied.
I would like to have had the opportunity to negotiate.
Presumably he meant the power for Medicare officials to negotiate directly with drug firms for lower prices. That's something Democrats and some Republicans in Congress still want, but it's also something the Bush administration has steadfastly opposed. Now speculation turns to who will succeed Thompson. The leading contender is Mark McClellan, who currently heads the Medicare and Medicaid programs. In a conference call with reporters, McClellan wouldn't comment on his possible elevation, but he did take time to praise his boss.
It has been a real privilege for me and for all of us here to work with Secretary Thompson to get Medicare legislation passed.
McClellan, however, isn't the only candidate. Reportedly also under consideration are HHS Deputy Secretary Claude Allen, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and outgoing Louisiana Democratic Senator John Breaux. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.